Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Trust by Emma Dancy. Psalm 56, verses 3 through 4 says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" So many of us long to grow in our trust in the Lord. It does not always come easily to us. When difficulties and unknowns surround us, our minds can race and our hearts can pound. However, there is a peace waiting for us at all times, found in the Holy Spirit. One of the fruits that He offers in our lives is peace. When we are afraid, we are invited to put our trust in God. Notice the action word put. We don't simply trust. We have to actively choose to trust. We have to fight to make a decision to rely on Him and not ourselves. We see the psalmist act on this in that he trusts in God and is not afraid. He reminds himself, what can people do to him? We too are welcomed into this lifestyle of trust in the Lord. It is not always easy, but it is worth praying for and asking for this kind of confidence in our God, who is more than worthy of our trust. Let's pray. Dear Lord, so often I turn to fear and anxiety quicker than I turn to you. Help me to be active in placing my trust in you. You are sovereign and in control of all. You have said that you will keep those who trust in you in perfect peace. You have said that the person who trusts in you is blessed. You have promised that you will make my path straight when I trust in you with all my heart and do not depend on my understanding. Enable me today to hear from you. Speak words of peace to me. Remind me that you are in control and you love me so much. Help me to see you at work even in the challenges in life. Remind me that you will work all things together for my good and your glory. Show me how you are perfect love and that you cast out fear. God, remove any anxious way in me. Redirect my thoughts and help me to take lies from the enemy captive. And show me your strength when I feel weakened by my flesh and the enemy. Thank you for reminding me in Luke 12:24, consider the ravens, they do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Even the most wandering of birds are not forsaken by you. You have everything in the safety of your hands. You care so much more for me than flowers and birds. I am made in your image. I am your child. Help me to go to you for everything. Whether the smallest concern or the largest worry, I place it into your care. Thank you for not allowing me to sit in anxiety and fear. Thank you for pushing me out of my comfort zone to trust you and holding my hand as you lead me on narrow paths. Remind me that you are always with me when I feel afraid. Give me boldness to take steps of faith and not to cower in fear. You have not given me a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Remind me who I am in you today and each day. Enable me to put on your armor and to live victoriously because, Jesus, you already won the battle. Remind me that I am a champion with you. When I feel weak and unable to be brave, show me how you have already been brave for me, and I get to walk in that victory with my Savior. I praise you for being compassionate and kind. Thank you for loving me and being with me through everything always. I pray that I will grow each day in my trust in my more than capable God. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Think you know David? The shepherd boy who killed Goliath with just a stone and a sling, right? Well, there's so much more to his story. From shepherd to king, David's life was filled with triumphs and tragedies. How David navigated family, leadership, and faith offers profound lessons for all of us. The David Story, Shepherd, Father, King, is a free online course exploring David's life and how it sheds light on topics like our relationship with God, family dynamics, leadership principles, and overcoming sin. Taught by Professor Justin Jackson of Hillsdale College, this free 8-lesson course delves into the Old Testament through the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. Unlock the power of David's story. Learn more about life's big questions and what truly matters. Enroll in this free course today by texting the word David to 94878. Again, that's David to 94878. Join us for a deeper understanding of the Bible. Enroll in the David story now by texting David to 94878.